Hare Krishna. While performing the routine of spiritual activities every day, practicing devotee can face boredom and machine-like repetition. And the main reason for this is explained in the Shastra. Yasyatma buddhir kunape tridhatuke Yasyatma buddhir kunape tridhatuke swadhi kalatra adishubhoma ijjadi Yathirta buddhi salena karichit janeshu abhigneshu sayeva gokaraha. It is said, our thoughts, attitudes and beliefs in spiritual life are very important for our advancement. Belief means, whom do you think you are, is very important. The fact is, we are not this material body, because we have seen in this world, so many of our ancestors have died and only their skeleton has remained. Isn't it? Is there any one of them saved? Everybody has passed away. But in the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna spoke this wisdom to Arjuna. Although the body perishes, the soul never perishes. Avinashi tu tadviddhi yena sarvamidam tatam. He says, you know, in this body, that the consciousness which pervades the whole body, it's avinashi. Avinashi means he is never destroyed. He eternally exists. When the body dies, he doesn't die. That means we are different from the body. So, one should have a firm belief in this spiritual statement of Krishna that I am different from the body. And what is your attitude? Our attitude should be just like what Akrura had while entering Vrindavan. He was thinking that now I am going to Vrindavan, I will meet Krishna Balaram, I will offer my namaskar to him, and he will pick me up and embrace me, and all my sinful reactions will be finished. I will become a pure soul. In this way I will be accepted into Vrindavan when I go now. And Krishna and Balaram will call me Uncle Akrura. In this way I will become so blessed and fortunate, although last many years I could not meet him. This was his attitude. Similarly, many great personalities like Shiva is aspiring to enter into the rasa dance and become Gopeshwar Mahadev. Brahma is aspiring to have his four heads under the dust of the feet of the Barsanavasis who are climbing in the mountain in Barsana Dham. And Uddhava is aspiring to simply become a plant or a creeper in Vrindavan to be walked over by the gopis. So, all these and many other great devotees have expressed their devotional attitude and servitorship to Krishna, and they have expressed these aspirations. Because they know their identity from which this aspiration is sprouting. So, when we have a firm belief that actually I am not this body, I am the pure spirit soul, my connection with spiritual world is permanent and my connection with material world is temporary. And material world is a foreign place for me. Somehow or other I have come to this unknown place and a dangerous place. It is like somebody wandering in a unknown area and suddenly coming into the den of the underworld people. Isn't it? Imagine somehow suddenly you stumble across that place where they might capture you and engage you in nefarious activities. So we have come to this dangerous material world. But this is not my permanent place. My connection with material world is temporary. But as far as spiritual world is concerned, that's my eternal home. So when one has this belief and the right attitude towards Krishna also, then the thoughts also will be generated in that way. This type of pure and sublime thoughts will be generated. Just now we were singing the Shikshashtakam. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is singing this. In Jagannath Puri, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was always taking darshan of Jagannath and searching after Krishna by running here and there after the Chatak Parvat. And in this way, experiencing viraha from Krishna in the company of devotees. So, this entire Shikshashaka song gives a revelation of the heart of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which actually should be kept in the highest pedestal of our hearts also. And it is a gradual development of consciousness also, the Shikshashtakam, beginning from Chetodarpana Marjanam up to the Ashlishyava Padara Tampanashtama. So in this way, if one establishes this foundational consciousness, then one can rise above this bodily consciousness. And all of us in our spiritual life, we will find the truths that we are told from the Shastra are very high. And at the same time, our consciousness is stuck at the ground level. So there is a very big gap between the two. Although the external conformity in the form of dhoti, kurta, kantimala and tilak and bead bag, this external conformity is very easily brought about. It is, and then the internal conformity, you know, to bridge the gap and elevate the consciousness to this, that takes time. One of the reasons it takes time is not paying rapt attention to the message of the Shastra and not developing full faith. Sometimes we don't have the bhakti sukriti to put full faith in what we have heard, due to which this gap remains. When the gap remains, Shastras are saying different wonderful things and we are, consciousness is hovering at a ground level. Consciousness is still after dhanam janam sundarim. You know, make money, make followers, chase after opposite sex. It's going here. But then Shastras are talking very lofty principles. So, one of the ways to elevate one's consciousness from here to here is at least to develop some attraction for these things by hearing about them and developing attraction and pursuing the consciousness and withdrawing the consciousness cluttered in matter and trying to reposit on the spiritual platform. And to this effect, everyday chanting is very, very important, because the chanting of the holy name, if it is done with rapt attention, the consciousness elevation takes place very fast. The gap between these two will be reduced. So this is yasyatma buddhir kuna petri dhatuke sadhi kalatra adhishu bahumajjati. You know what it says, this shloka? It says, one who considers the body made up of flesh and bones to be himself, one who considers his place of birth to be his most lovable place, and one who goes to Tirthayatras only for sightseeing, such a person is a cow or an ass. It says, this verse says. That means if somebody has Dehatma Buddhi, you all know what is Dehatma Buddhi? Dehuko Atma Manna. That is Dehatma Buddhi. Either identifying with our body or place of birth, we say our motherland. Which is our motherland? Motherland is Goloka Vrindavan, because our mother is Radharani. But what do we think as our motherland? This is Maya land, not motherland. Material world is Maya mother, Durga mother, correct, no? But spiritual world is spiritual mother. So, real motherland is divine motherland, not the material motherland. So, Radharani is spiritual mother and Durga is material mother. So, our material body belongs to material mother. Our spiritual body belongs to spiritual mother. So, but not identifying with our spiritual motherland, we are identifying with our material motherland. Identifying with the superficial covering of the material body, you see. So, in this way, identifying with one's own material body and the material motherland, doing spiritual life or religious life for some gramya sukha, for some material happiness. People think if I do some meditation or yoga, and I can keep the body healthy. And this has become very popular all over the world now. Isn't it? Everybody, you know, sitting like a Buddha, all the people, even in corporate offices also, it's become very popular. Or they are doing this Ramdev Baba's breathing exercises. So, breathing exercises, eating organic foods, you know, eating salads, doing meditation. People are doing all these things for what? Yeah, good health and peaceful mind, that's all. It doesn't, so this is called as cow or ass, according to the Bhagavatam. If you, one is doing it only for this. So, which means, one should, these three things, how do you, what is the opposite of these three things? Don't think I am this material body. Who am I? I am spirit soul. Don't identify with this motherland of material world. You have to identify with spiritual world. And don't do spiritual life only for physical well-being or mental well-being, but for the spiritual well-being. Then our belief system will be changed. Then our belief system will become a spiritual belief system. Then from here we go to here, this platform. So in order to reinforce and strengthen our spiritual beliefs, every day we perform not only this chanting but also our Tulasi Maharani song, where our spiritual identity is reinforced. Morayaya Vilash Vilas Kunje Diyavas Nayane Herebo Sada Yugalaru Parashi. In the corner of my eyes, let me see the beautiful divine couple, Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. And then he's saying, Yei Nibedana Dharo Sakhirano Gata Karo Seva Adhikar Diye Koro Nijadasi. Please kindly give me the association of Sakhis or great pure devotees of Radha and Krishna in the spiritual world. Make me servant of one of them, or make me your servant. And connect me to service to this divine couple, he is telling. And then, Dina Krishna Dase Koi. I am only Krishna Das. Yena Morahoi, Sri Radha Govinda Preme, Sada Yena Bhasi. Let me simply float in bliss in service to Sri Sri Radha and Govinda, he is telling. So, Radha Krishna Seva Pabo. Yai Abhilashi. I have only one aspiration. And what is that aspiration? Service to the divine couple, my supreme mother and father. My supreme object of love, Sri Radha and Krishna. That's my only aspiration. Radharani is called abode of love. Krishna is called object of love. So these two great love abodes of Radha and Krishna, who are completely free from any kind of imperfection. Their bodies are completely Vishuddha Sattva. So let me see them, let me serve them, let me delight in their service and eternally remain with them. This kind of aspiration is expressed in that song, in the Tulasi song. And then he is saying, oh Tulasi, in this world, anyone who comes to you and expresses their desires to you, you are very expert in fulfilling their desires. Similarly, this is my desire, you fulfill it. Like that is saying, this is my request. So it's a very, very beautiful song and it's a pure spiritual desire. So although we may not be able to comprehend fully this prayer of Tulasi, every day we keep singing and chanting the whole name and reading the Shastra. So the, one of the ways by which we can very easily progress to this understanding is we have to keep free from sin. Because sin spoils the whole show. Because if you commit sinful activity, sin means disobedience to Krishna. By disregarding his proprietorship and doing things which he has prohibited. If you do those things, again we come to ground level again. You know this Vikramaditya and Vetal, you know that? He will go with Vikramaditya for some distance and then he'll climb back again. If you do sinful activity, again we go back. Again you have to work hard again and again. We don't progress much. We get stuck again. We get stuck in the muck of the material world. So, one thing, that's a yesham to antakatam papam jananam punyakarmanam. Morning, what we all are doing is punyakarmanam. Rising early in the morning, wearing dhoti kurta after taking bath, wearing tilak in 12 parts of the body, the spiritual, you know, special points, and doing Mangalarti, Nasangarti, Tulasiarti, hearing Gita Bhagavatam. It's completely Punya Shravana Kirtana. So Punya Shravana is going on. Along with that, we should also do Yeshantu Antakatam Papam. Put a full stop to sinful activities. And then if you do this two things nicely, then the understanding will come very fast. It will come very early. Otherwise, if we, because every time we commit sin, the bodily consciousness is reinforced. Every time you do spiritual activity, the spiritual consciousness is reinforced. Now you make a balance sheet. How many bodily activities, sinful activities and spiritual activities we do, accordingly we reinforce this consciousness. So anyone who can successfully evade the maya's pulls and pushes and says no to sin, no to sin, he keeps on. You've seen some people in playing basketball, they just run with the ball, run with the ball, at last they put it in the basket. You've seen that? Basketball. Like that, maya keeps on coming, coming to attack you in between. You just evade maya, and then go with the ball and put it, and just go back home, back to Godhead. You know, it's like that. So, one has to evade maya and go on surrendering to Krishna more. Then the realization will come very fast. And unfortunately, in the younger stage, if you tell devotees, don't do this, don't do that, they become morose. Why you are so, you know, don't you trust me? You know, why do you think I am like this or I am like that? Actually, the whole preaching is done to save the youth from getting stuck in sinful activities. But if one can rise above sinful activities and only do Punya Shravana Kirtana, they will make so much advancement. So, and also a rapid advancement is made by attentive chanting. Throw away all your other anxieties and worries and lingering things from the mind, at least for the next 2 hours. Just absorb yourself. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare Nam Prabhu Ki. Let's offer our humble